好的，让我们感谢主。我们今天早上来集中在罗马书第八章。
Hallelujah! We thank the Lord for guiding us. Today, our subject will be revolving around the Book of Romans, chapter 8.
一章到八章是道理的论述。
From chapter 1 to chapter 8 is the doctrines.
最主要在讲福音是神的大能。
And it talks about the doctrines is the power of God.
那借着主耶稣他的宝血，人的相信，人可以因信称义。
Through Jesus Christ, we can be righteous through faith.
然后就进到阐述，那么为什么神爱世人，基督降世来赎罪。
And then goes into why Jesus turned into man and redeemed our sin.
就进入到要受洗，要得圣灵。
And then to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
第八章就可以说全道理的论述告一个段落。
And so till chapter 8, then it does have a conclusion of those doctrines.
但是信仰不是只在这个对神这个属灵层面的认识。
So faith is not only up until the relationship with God.
接受福音后还要面对这今世这个世界一切周遭环境的事情。
Though we receive the gospel, we also are within our worldly environment.
所以说就进到第十八节开始所说的一个人生的现实。
And then we go into verse 18. It talks about the reality of life.
还有就是说你在今世所遭遇到的，另外应该有一个展望到将来。
And it also talks about what you encounter today in life, as a parallel to what is to happen.
因为将来神的预备会比今生还来得完美更加理想。
And the preparation of the future that God has prepared for us is better than what we experience today.
所以说就让基督徒在他们信仰当中，就像当时罗马时代的那种苦楚他们要展望将来神要给的荣耀。
So the suffering to glory is going to be like just like what they experienced in the Roman era.
那我们来看十八节。
So let's turn to verse 18, chapter 8, verse 18.
十八节就提到说，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显给我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。所以说这里有一个现在的苦楚，跟将来的荣耀的很强烈的对比。
And verse 18, it talks about a comparison between sufferings of the present day and the glory that will be revealed to us.
所以这里头十八节到二十一节会讲到苦楚的第一个层面，就是受造之物，神所创造的万物。
And from verse 18 to verse 21, it talks about the sufferings of the present day, which involves the creation that God created.
那大地环境或者整个这个受造界呢，也在受苦楚。
And this bigger environment, as well as the creation of God, is also in the suffering.
所以再看二十二节到二十三节。
Then from 22nd to 23rd.
那就是说不但是受造之物，就连我们神儿女，也是一同来叹息，在劳苦。
And it further talks about that not only the whole creation is in labor, but also us.Who are the sons of God?
这是第二个，就是我们神儿女们也在跟大地一样的在劳苦，在叹息。
The second is us as sons of God are also in the suffering as His whole creation.
再看第三方面。
And the third point.
那就是在二十六节以下。
It starts from 26.
我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。圣灵用说不出的叹息来替我们来祷告。
Says that the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, and that His Spirit intercedes for us.
那换句话说，神那边也在为我们焦急，他也在非常操心的在叹息。
And that God is relentlessly worrying about us as well as sighing for us.
因为我们的软弱。
Because of our weaknesses.
他要帮助我们。
He wants to help us.
那所以说，你可以看十八节一直到最后的 到二十七节，你就可以看到有三个层面的大家在操作劳，居劳在劳在叹息。
So from verse 18 to 27, we notice the three aspects that of the sufferings.
啊，当然叹息这个字眼，你可以想象，就是我们每天生活的现实所发出的哀叹的声音。
And the suffering or the groaning that comes with the suffering are also displayed, manifested in our daily life.
一种是譬如说我们整天操劳，一整天的运作，那现在坐下来的，歇下来的，或站了，我腰停止了，哀叹，叹了一声。
And one aspect is we've labored, toil all day long, and once we're able to stand still, we have a sigh.
那这个就叫做释放的、疏解的一个叹息。
And this is a sigh of relief.
那另外一种呢，我们可以譬如说看到很多良好的的杰作，或是非常美妙的乐章，那你啧啧称奇，真好，在称赞他。
And the second aspect is we read passages that praises God, and we praise God by also giving that sigh.
这种叹息是一个赞赏的。
And that is a sigh of
admiration.
Adoration.
Admiration. OK, 好。那第三种呢，那就会像圣经所说了。
And the third one is what the Bible says.
就是说，有时候你会劝人，遇人不熟了，劝人不听了。
And sometimes we will give advices, and they may or may not listen.
那或者你碰到的人不贤惠了，不明智了。
Or we encounter people who are not diligent.
或者很多事情都不如意。
Or many things that are make us unhappy.
那你就有惆怅无奈的叹息。
And that will also trigger a groan from us.
那意思就是说，你的叹息可以看是哪一种方面的。
And this, we can see what type of groaning we are triggered by.
是一个解放式的、疏解的叹息，赞赏式的啧啧称奇，还是无奈无助的这样的哀叹。
Is it the one of relief? Is it a sight of?Praise or one that we are just helpless.
所以你就从这个叹息来看这三节经文所说的一个对象。
So we can see the sighing of these three aspects.
我们看到第一个层面，请看受造之物。
So the first one is the created.
受造之物，他没有想到，虽然他是不会发声音，但是我们用人的一个情志来投射进去。
So if we look at the created materials, they don't necessarily have sounds.
但是我们用 empathy, 我们用这样投进去我们的观察，我们的感受，我们的反应。
But we use our empathy and give a character as well as reactions.
就好像你有时候躺在这个青草地上。
And it's as if sometimes you lay on a green pasture.
你可以看着天云这样漂浮过去。
You can look at the sky and clouds that passes by.
那你在青草地上跟着这地面上一直在有着脉搏的呼吸，好像一起在欣赏，一起在真好。
It's as if you are in one with the green pasture, giving praise as well as admiration to God's creation.
你会跟他一起的，好像脉搏的相通一样。
And it's as if you share the same vital signs.
那再来呢？我们看到有些动物无辜的被宰杀。
And sometimes we see innocent animals being killed.
或被带到屠宰场去了。
Or taken to the place where they are going to be
killed. 那我们心里也可以好像看到他是无奈的，悲鸣的，在惨痛的在挣扎。
And we can see its helplessness from within.
所以说这个大地为什么叹息，我们可以看出来，可以察觉出来。
So why are they groaning from this whole creation? We can also look from this aspect.
原来你看神在创造这整个宇宙所表达的 都有一个字眼说好。
And at the beginning, when God created everything, He said, "Good."
啊，这个 top 这个声音呢、啊，就说他神看着是好的。
And God says it's good.
啊，所以说你一章可以很多节，十一节、十八节等等一直看下去。
So we can turn、
到二十五节。
To Genesis chapter 1, and in there it says,、all He has created is good.、
换句话说，神造这个宇宙、时间、空间或者整个大。大气层里头的人类本来都要好的。
In other words, when God created all things, under His sight, everything is good.
但是你很不幸的就有罪恶，邪恶就插进来。
But very unfortunate, sin came into the world.
就说这个蛇，来用形象语言描写说蛇，撒旦借着蛇引诱这众生之母夏娃来犯罪。
And from the Bible, from the scripture, it says that the devil manifested himself as a snake and tempted Eve to sin.
那因为他们干犯了神说园中百果都可以吃，只是分辨善恶的你不能吃，你吃的日子会死。
And it says that all things can be eaten with the exception of the fruit of evil knowledge.
但是很不幸的。夏娃跟亚当都干犯了神的诫命。
But very unfortunately, Eve and Adam both went against the will of God.
所以他们被逐出伊甸乐园。
So they were casted out of the Garden of Eden.
就变成堕落的人世间。
And it started the downfall of men.
那就变成说我们就进入到人生神的审判所说的那个咒诅里头了。
And we entered into the judgment of God as well as His curse.
比如说做亚当这个土或人的这个人，他要劳苦，要这样的流汗满面才得糊口。
And the curse is Adam, which was created from dust, will have to labor and toil to get to survive.
那么夏娃就要遭受到这个生育之苦。还被辖制之苦。
And Eve was cursed of the labor of bearing child.
那么这个蛇呢，代表这个创造界呢，它受咒诅。那地面上也因为它来受咒诅。
And the serpent's curse represents also the whole creation, and that means that the earth was also cursed.
所以就用现在的这荆棘啊、棘藜或者野草。这种来代表说跟应该正常的蔬果来对抗性的被神咒诅的一类。
And so we look at the plants and the plants of the wilderness, it's also being cursed.
所以我们可以看到，这整个地球已经的确是在这个劳苦。在这种神所咒诅的人要操作，还要长出这种让人不劳，但是让人劳苦而不能得到收获的这样子结果。
So we can also see, that we're cursed on laboring for our fruits, but not able to enjoy them.
那么我们看《创世纪》五章。有一句话就点醒了人生是如此。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5, and this will give us a perspective of how human life is.
那请看第五章28-29。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5, verse 28 and 29.
五章描写人类典型的世代的族谱。
And in chapter 5, it talks about the genealogy of life of men.
每人到了哪一个年代，就成家立业，生儿养女。
And men, until what age they will do a certain thing, such as get married and have children.
然后共活了几百岁就死了。
And then live for 100 years or 100 so years and then die.
所以一直在这重复说，你到了一个年龄。就要生儿养女，那到一个年龄就要离开世间。
And what it's talking about is a cycle that once we reach a certain age, we would get married, we would bear child.
那在这个不齐的循环中，你看28节、29节。
Then in this cycle, let's look at verse 28 and 29.
人那就说，拉麦活到182岁，生了儿子，名字叫挪亚。他说，这孩子必给我们的操作和手中劳苦得到安慰。得到挪亚这个孩子以后，这个拉麦他心里说，我们手中的劳苦或者我们生活中的操作会得到安慰了。
And when Lamech had a son, his name was Noah. Noah's name's meaning means that this child will bring us comfort from the toil of our hands, which is the labor of the ground.
圣经的诠释就说，这个操作劳苦是因为神咒诅这个地，在第三章的那个咒诅大地。
And the comfort that he's talking about is the comfort from the curse that God put in place to men.
所以这个不息的操作，不息的劳苦，不息的经过人的族谱这样的世代的更迭，也就是人从亚当犯罪后所要受的一个恶果。
And so the cycle is also a byproduct of the curse that was placed on men by God.
这是人的世代。
And this is the generation of man.
但是我们在看整个地面是在叹息，在劳苦操作，无奈的叹息。
And the whole earth is under the groaning of endless labor.
其实地质学跟气象学都给提供一个很正面的肯定的答案。
And from the studies of men on geology, it can also talk about this aspect.
那譬如说我们的气温。
For example, the temperature.
过去30年来升高了摄氏5度。
And the past 30 years, it was an increase of 5 degrees Celsius.
那今年开始以后会仍旧不断地提升到10度。到以后的20度。
And it will continually increase to 10 degrees and then 20 degrees eventually.
那我们人在这个炎热，或甚至说我们这一块是炎热，另外一块是大冰天雪地这样的不正常的气候。
And we will experience atypical climate such as this part of the earth is very hot and the other side of the earth will be very cold.
你再看每次你坐飞机要经过冰岛所领地的这个格陵兰，你就会发出一个心惊心惊胆战的那个场面。
And if we pay attention when flying over Iceland, looking down, you'll also experience this awe.
这个格陵兰是很快的一个边缘，一个
Greenland.
那你看旁边，从前我们经过的时候都是白色的，都没有什么边缘的土地出现。
And Greenland is this vast ice cap that you will not see any green pastures around.
但是现在冰川跟沿岸的陆地越向内陆来发展。
But yet, this ice cap is melting and it's shrinking towards the inland.
南极洲这个大南极大陆那个边缘有一块在西北部也给断了。冰川冰山也就慢慢的融掉。
And part of the southern part of Iceland is also being melted.
Antarctica
is being melted.
那你看，这个是刚刚看海的温度跟海的提升，你就看到这个地面上不挣扎痛苦吗？
And just by looking at these two aspects of the temperature of the water rising and the melting ice cap, don't you feel the labor of the earth?
你再看大火。
Then we look at the big fire.
或者大冰雹。
Or the big hail.
或者那个大风暴、大雪暴。
Or the snowstorm.
那很多人就在这个气候不就是不匀，而且是非常变常，再加上地震、天灾人祸的这种灾难。
And also, men live among these atypical climate, where natural disasters happen very often.
那我们再看人心的残暴。
And then, let's turn to human hearts.
Cruelty.
Cruelty.
比如说，我们就两百个次的枪杀，就最近这几个月，就有400多个人这样的死亡。
And just recent times, we have noticed an uprise of gunshots, killing, and just like that, for 200 incidences that occurred and affected 400 lives.
还有很多逆性, 还有不伦不常的, 不寻常的这个事情。
And many unusual things.
Perversion.
Perversion.
那些你也是非常的焦急, 也非常哀叹着。
And this causes our heart to be very unstable.
所以大地在劳苦哀叹。 也就是很多是人为的关系。
And the earth giving out its groan, many of that aspect is also caused by men.
那原始森林的40%变成3%的这个马达加斯加。
And Madagascar, where it was 40% green land, now it shrunk to 3%.
那另外很多地方滥垦或者焚烧。 很多地面上的一种的移动，将来危险的这个地震灾难，这个地面是什么样子？
And there are also many catastrophes happening around the world, that is around us.
所以说这应该是统计学去把它整理出来的一个令人惊骇，以为是神。
And if we look at it from a data perspective, it seems as if God's judgment is drawing near, and He's come to castigate.
所以我们除了看国立公园的雄伟之外，你看看整个地球。那个 national parks 以外。
Oh, if we look beyond the national parks,
那你就可以看到这个地面上是什么样的世界。
And we can see and notice what kind of atmosphere the whole earth is evolving to.
所以保罗他说，这个大地也叹息，其实也是跟人生的苦难，跟人类的糟蹋是有关系的。
And if Paul says that the whole creation is groaning, it also has to do with mankind.
好，那我们来看第二个。 第二个，为什么神儿女会哀哭呢？会叹息呢？
And the second part is why do sons of God also groan?
其实信主不是一帆风顺的。
And to believe in God, it's not perfect from that point forward.
因为也会遭到历经千辛万苦。
Because we will encounter many tribulations.
就好像说在到神国的道路上。 是充满了艰辛困苦。
And just like on the journey of faith, is filled with trials and tribulations.
这连传道人的保罗他自己可以做见证。
And even Paul the apostle can bear testimony.
因为他传道传福音，所以受了异教徒或同族的人或其他的人在逼迫。
Because of his preaching, he also encountered many trials and tribulations.
那他把他受的苦难在哥林多后书11章就很详细的列举出来。
And his encounter he recorded in 2 Corinthians in detail.
那应该是从23节的下半句开始。
From chapter 10,
chapter
11, verse 23.
所以请看哥林多后书的11章23节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
他说他有受很多劳苦，也效监牢，受鞭打。
And in his recording, it says that he labored abundant, had stripes, as well as being in prison.
被棍打，被石头丢。
He was in stripes, as well as stoned.
然后船坏，就是船难。
And experience shipwreck.
还有就是说，他又要行远路，要遭遇江河盗贼，他那些的危险。
And he's also been through a danger such as perils in water, robbers.
还有在这个传道的途中，要遭到同族人，或者是外邦人，甚至假弟兄们的苦害。
And also perils in the countrymen while he's preaching of Gentiles as well as in the wilderness.
然后呢，他会受劳苦，受困苦，还有不能够安眠，又饥又渴。
And his weariness and toil and sleeplessness, hunger and thirst.
这些都是肉体上或生活上或旅途上所遭遇到的。
And these are all carnal and also experienced during his journey.
那他还有内心的一个重担。
And there's also the weight in his heart.
就是为这教众教会的长进，为教会的事情在挂心。
And in his heart, he would toil, for the weariness of the church for the brothers.
还有他说自己会有稍微觉得软弱。
And sometimes he will also feel weak.
但是他靠着主耶稣。
But he relied on Christ.
所以说这些都是他在整理他自己遭遇当中所受的。连神的儿女，或者是连神的传道人，或者神的见证人，都会遭受到这样的苦难。
And this is an organization of how he puts it together of the trials and tribulations he's encountered, and also what we may encounter.
那我也想到杨院长老，他跟我说，在当年他们在布道的时候，就有同组的人，其他的还有官府的人来抓，所以他要躲到。那时候的便坑的底下去。
And I remember that Deacon Yang, John Yang, also shared with me that during his preaching, there were the same countrymen that came and he had to escape down to the bunker.
Down to the pit.
Down into the pit.
Sisapo. 那这样说来，连我们在当初在传道时候。都会遭受苦难，更不要说大陆同胞为了信仰所受的逼迫。
So if we would encounter trials and tribulations during our preaching of the gospel, needless to say, the perils that the countrymen in China would encounter is even worse.
那是啊，我们再看希伯来书有两个在描写当日的情形。
Now let's turn to the book of Hebrews, and it will talk about some of that.
这个是实在的一个当年的遭遇。
And this is something that happened at that time.
我们有时候到罗马，比如说到那个斗兽场啊，格拉迪亚托那里。
If we have the opportunity to go to Rome and go to the gladiator arena,
或者到这个 catacomb 这地下的聚会，躲隐短匿藏的地方
，or the catacomb where they hide to read the scriptures，
这些遗迹还有就很多的可以留下来的这些见证，就是当年的基督徒的确如此受苦。
And these are the remnants.That were left behind from Christians at that time.
好，所以在读希伯来书十章跟十一章两个地方描写，当年的基督徒的确是受尽了苦楚，在叹息哀痛。
And in Hebrews chapter 10:11, it talks about it records the experiences that the Christians at that time experienced.
先看希伯来书十章的32节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse.32.
所以蒙了光照，就主的恩光拯救以后，他们还忍受大征战，所受或者是一样的苦难。
And it talks about after being eliminated, they endure great struggle and sufferings.
毁谤了，遭患难了，成了大家观看的戏台上的一个对象。
And after the reproach and tribulations, they became the focus of men at that time.
那还有34节说他们被捆锁了，被捆绑，被下监牢。
And in verse 34, it talks about being in chains and accepting their plunder of their goods.
还有他们家产家业被人家抢夺。
And the enduring of their own physical possessions.
可是他们表现出一个展望将来天上更美的家乡，所以能够忍受下来。
But yet they were looking onward to the joyful future, and therefore they were able to get past their situation.
再看十一章。
And then let's turn to chapter 11.
也是同样在三十几节左右。
And same thing, it's about 30 some odd verse.
尤其35节以下。
Starting from verse 35.
就是说他们受严刑，很残酷的这样刑罚。
And they receive very cruel torture.
他们受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁。
And they were trialed by mocking, scourging, chains, and imprisonment.
被石头打死，像斯提凡。
They were stoned just like Stephen.
被锯死，像那旁经所像那个维托之经所说的以赛亚。
Or being sawn into two like Isaiah.
然后被刀杀。
Or slain with the sword.
或者披着羊皮，但好像躲在羊群当中。
or covered in sheepskin to camouflage himself.
有时要躲到山洞，有时要躲到旷野去。
And sometimes they would escape into caves or the deserts.
因为他们一被人家碰到，就要受到人家的杀害。
Because as soon as they encounter Gentiles, they would encounter death.
可是他们这样做的话，就是因为因信。有美好的见证。
And the reason they did it is because they wanted to bear a good testimony through faith.
所以你看啊，看十章、十一章跟刚才保罗自己亲身所受的各样苦难。
So if we reference Hebrews chapter 10 and 11 as well as Romans chapter 8 where Paul talks about suffering.
就是他们要仰望说神主耶稣再来的时候，他们要被接回天家，以前已经历经了个苦难了。
So they were looking upwards to the glory that Jesus Christ will bring and save them.
所以他们一直在哀哭，一直在叹息。
And they were relentlessly groaning and sighing.
就希望说，让神来，让主耶稣来了，那他可以，他们可以得到救赎，就成全身体得赎的这个愿望。
And their hope is that Jesus Christ came, they would receive salvation from the carnal.
所以早上我们就用这两种叹息，先从我们周遭的世界。
So this morning session, we will use these two groaning, the environments around us.
那再看我们做神儿女在当年所受的苦难。
As well as being the sons of God and what we encounter.
再加上我们自己个人在信仰上有挣扎奋斗的过程。
And the struggle and trials, tribulations that we encounter in our faith.
那其实这就是在这个希伯来这个与罗马书跟希伯来书所说的那人生。或者信仰所要遭遇到的苦难。
And this is what's described in the book of Romans and Hebrew on what we would encounter in our journey of faith.
那还好，我们可以再看，还有一个将来的荣耀可以来得到，来很大的报赏。
And the good thing is we are able to put our hopes in Christ and the future kingdom.
所以希伯来书说，我们要坚定哦，持守我们所信仰的。
And the book of Hebrews said that we need to hold fast onto our faith.
也像这些受苦难的勇敢这样的忍受，而且努力的向前。
Just like the brothers and sisters that has gone through the trials and tribulations in the past.
那能够持守到底的，那将来的荣耀就会显明出来了。
Proceed forward and up until the future when the glory of God comes.
假定不能够忍受，不能勇敢，那虽然有将来荣耀应许。也就得不到。
And although we may have a short time barrenness of the trials and tribulations, but if we cannot endure the whole thing, then we will not take part in the future salvation.
我们唱诗206首。
Let's sing hymn 206.
We'll sing. 四节哈 ，OK。
206。